Well, once again, it's time for another Rural Intelligence Report, a packed one indeed it is. Here's Mark Williams.
Hello, Marshall, and it's great to be back because this week we're recovering from the long weekend. The weather is still good, and we're going into a very busy fall period. And the thing that really gets me excited is when you see some ideas that have been started a few years ago and are really beginning to take root and are fun events and will be around for the next few years. The first one starts this Thursday, September the 6th, and it runs all the way through Sunday. It's a busy, long weekend in Hillsdale at the Cool Whisper Farm. Yes, the Old Tone Roots Music Festival is back, and music festivals are really, in the next few weeks, taking hold in our region as well. So we can come to that when we talk next week as well. But this is the fourth annual Old Tone Roots Music Festival. This year they've got 30 bands. They have three stages. It's going to feature traditional mountain fiddling. There's bluegrass, hot swing, classic country, Cajun, and contra music. It's a family-friendly, full camping festival, by the way. You can camp there if you want, and people will come from all over the Northeast. There's all sorts of children's activities, dancing, and I'll come back to that in a bit, hands-on instrument workshops if you're interested in making your own instruments or repairing instruments. These are led by the way, world-class musicians as well, so definitely worth attending if you have a problem with your instrument. There are all sorts of instrument and band contests. Obviously, in this region, lots of farm-to-table local food, lots of local drinks as well. And there's not just national and regional acts on stage, but local acts as well. There's dance workshops, so all sorts of things to do. And I found a great quote, which I wanted to share with you. The person, I won't tell you who it's from until afterwards, but she said, "I've never had so much fun playing music as I did at the dancing tent in the Old Tone Country Review." And then she went on to say, "Old Tone is a dream." And that's from Lauren Ambrose, no less. So really a great supporter. And she plays there, has played there. I don't think she'll be playing there this year because obviously it's a she's actually in the Sound of Music at the moment, I think, in the city. Anyway, so once that's finished, that's on from Thursday the 6th until Sunday. But there are a couple of other things on as well. Thursday the 6th till September the 10th in Pittsfield, the little cinema at Berkshire Museum is playing Melville in Love. This is a full-length documentary on Herman Melville, our local lad, as it were. And it's all about when he was writing Moby Dick. And actually, much more significantly, it was all about the fact that he was having a secret love affair with Sarah Morwood, who was a near neighbor to him at Arrowhead. And it's all based on a recent book by the biographer Michael Sheldon. It was filmed in the Berkshires at Arrowhead and other area landmarks as well. And the movie, just as significantly, the movie was produced and directed by the local filmmaker Seth Newton. So if you've been waiting to see this, and it really has turned out to be a lovely introduction to Herman Melville, it will be on in Pittsfield at the Berkshire Museum at their little cinema starting September the 6th, running through September the 10th. So do check out all the details on the Berkshire Museum website. And whilst we're at it, a couple of other big things going on, which are lovely from local people. So on Thursday, September the 6th, down in Washington, there's going to be a book talk and signing of Proust's Duchess. Now, we've talked about this. The author, Caroline Weber, is going to be discussing this book that she's written. She's a Barnard College professor, but just as significantly, she is a local of, because she has a house in Washington, Connecticut. She's going to be talking about this book that she's written, and she's going to be signing it. It's called Proust's Duchess, How Three Celebrated Women Captured the Imagination of Fin de Siècle Paris. And it's really her look at the glittering world of the turn of the century Paris through an in-depth study of these three women that Proust used really to create his fictional character, the Duchess of Jermantes. So it really is a lovely opportunity to meet her and get a signed book, a copy of her book as well. That's at 6:30 in Washington on Thursday, September the 6th. And of course, you can go to ruralintelligence.com to get the exact details of when and where. Turning to Saturday, September the 8th, and then running through September the 30th, there are going to be a whole series of Housatonic heritage walks. And these are lovely. I've been on a number of them over the years because this is the 17th year for these walks. So each Saturday and Sunday in the month of September, walkers will be able to enjoy over 60 free guided interpretive walking tours at lots of historic, cultural, and outdoor nature sites right throughout the Housatonic River Valley, both in the Berkshires and in Litchfield County. So the whole idea is it's an opportunity to learn the history of these sites or these walking tours. So there are trail hikes on scenic ridges, which are fantastic. There's bike tours, by the way. It's not just walking. So you can go on a bike. You can go even on a canoe trip down the river. And there are tours. It's not just in the country. There are tours of historic villages, tours of buildings. There's going to be even a Native American and African American history tour. So you can really, it takes a whole wide perspective of the area. But what a great idea. They've been very, very successful. Again, you're going to have to go to the Housatonic Heritage Walks website to see when everything is on and where it is, where to meet. You can get there via ruralintelligence.com as well. So that will continue every weekend, as I say, through September 30th. Another great book signing is coming up on September the 8th as well at Art Omai in Ghent. It's called, the book being featured is called Hudson Modern. It's being signed by its author, David Sokol. It's called Hudson Modern Residential Landscapes. And it's a really interesting idea. It's particularly relevant that Art Omai should be hosting this because Hudson Modern showcases new houses in the Hudson River Valley that really embrace the settings of the region. There are nearly 20 houses that they become integrated with their site and with the region, both through composition, through scale, and through their materials. And the idea is to show readers and people who are looking to possibly build houses how it is possible to strike a balance between innovation and sort of rootedness. So that's a lovely signing. That's on Saturday, September the 8th, 1 o'clock in the afternoon at Art Omai in Ghent. Couple of other things as well that look really lovely on Saturday. The other thing that's starting at 1 o'clock is in Germantown at the Claremont State Historic Site. They've got an event called We Can Pickle That. And it's really a learning opportunity because it's a chance to learn how to ferment garden fresh produce. And this is exactly the time of year when you need to be learning these things. It's all part of their Harvesting History Family Workshop series. Leslie Reed, who's the Claremont Garden Educator, is going to be teaching it. And basically, it gives participants, and you can sign up for it, the whole idea on how to safely ferment garden fresh produce that you can then take home and eat. So it's a lovely idea. I think it will be something that's particularly relevant if you have a lot of produce at the moment coming out of the gardens. And then one other thing that I just saw and I thought, oh my gosh, this is really lovely, the Pine in Pine Plains on Saturday the 8th, and it starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's at the Pine Plains Community Room, and it's called Crime and Society in Early Milan and Pine Plains. And it's a chance to join the Dutchess County historian William Tatum for a bit of a journey through a whole series of ancient documents that have been collected over the years in Pine Plains, Milan. And the great thing is that there is an ongoing digitization project, which is going to digitize all of these documents. Now, the thing is that they were all stored and people knew about them, but weren't able really to see them and use them in their historical analysis of the region. Well, now they're being digitized. It's giving access to these documents for the first time in 300 years, in some cases, for historians to check, to see what was going on in early Milan and Pine Plains. And this talk is all about how you can see what was going on in the, well, 300 years ago. So very, very interesting historical information, and great that something like the digitization of these records really opens up so much information about the region. So it's lovely, fascinating. A couple of other things I want to talk about locally, Marshall, for you, I'm sure you're going to be interested in the Sharon Art Walk, the second, the number two one. That's on Saturday, September the 8th as well. Starts at 4 o'clock in the evening. This is the annual collaborative art event, and it features all sorts of galleries and artist studios in and around Sharon Green. All sorts of participating organizations include the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon, Ice House Project Space, Sharon Historical Society and Museum. The Sharon Town Hall Gallery is going to be opened up for this as well, and Standard Space. Teresa Kennedy has a studio at 41 Main Street. She's going to be opening up for and showing all sorts of art as well. And the KK Kozik will be welcoming visitors to her studio as well at 34 Upper Main Street. So there's all sorts of things going on in the area. It starts at 4 o'clock all throughout Sharon on Saturday, September the 8th. So do check in with the website so that you can find out where to go and wander around and look at some really beautiful art whilst you're doing it. A couple of other things I want to mention on Saturday the 8th. In Hudson, let's zip up to Hudson, because Spotty Dog Books and Ale is going to be restarting its reading and music series for September, and it presents three authors who look really fascinating. There's Christy Coulter, who wrote Nothing Good Can Come of This, Lynn Tillman, who was the author of Men and Apparitions, and then I love this one, What Would Lynn Tillman Do? And then Caroline Krumpacker is going to be there. She wrote Astrobolism. And so they're all going to be reading from their books. It's all followed by a DJ set. This has been a really successful music series that Spotty Dogs and Ale have been putting on for the last few years. This one is to say Saturday, September the 8th there at 7 o'clock in the evening. And we shouldn't forget up in Lebanon, the Tannery Pond Concerts series continues. Gilles Von Sattel is going to be there. He's an award-winning Swiss-born pianist. He's going to be playing George Benjamin's Shadow Lines, the six canonical preludes, Anton Weber's variations on Opus 27th, actually, and some Brahms as well. And that's all at the Tannery on the grounds of the new Lebanon Shaker Museum there on Saturday, September the 8th, starting at 8 o'clock in the evening. So definitely a busy day on the 8th, but then also is a great day on Sunday, September the 9th. Check out this. In Washington, Hollister House is the bit of a center, not only for their rare and unusual plant sale, which they have annually, which they bring together local Connecticut-based nurseries, but then they bring in a whole series of specialty nurseries from all around Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York and Rhode Island. So all in all, there'll be about 11 vendors who will be on the premises selling plants and sharing their expertise from 9 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's all at Hollister House. But of course, it all is in connection with the Garden Conservancy Open Days program, which has a whole series of tours of wonderful gardens in the area. There's Appledore that's open, The Rocks, and High Meadows, which is the garden of Linda Allard. And of course, there's the Hollister House garden itself, which is open. So they're open as well, and do check them out. And then lastly this week, I did want to mention a really interesting event. We have a number of them in the area. They are really gorgeous, and it's the Outstanding in a Field Dinners. This year on Sunday, September the 9th, it's at Tyringham in Massachusetts, at the Woven Roots Farm. And there are a couple of host farmers. It's a tiny farm, really, of only about 10 acres or so. But the host farmers are Jen and Pete Salinetti. And they are getting together with the executive chef, Brian Alberg, of Main Street Catering and the Red Lion Inn. And they are going to have a big farm tour and then a communal five-course meal for up to 175 people in the fields. It really is spectacular when you go there. It will feature, obviously, all the locally grown ingredients, which they literally will be coming from the farm. There'll be all sorts of wine pairings with that as well. The whole setting is in these flower fields of this tiny 10-acre no-till bio-intensive farm in Tyringham. So it really is a lovely event, definitely worthwhile attending. It starts at 3 o'clock on Sunday, September the 9th. And as they say, check it out in ruralintelligence.com. Because it really is the bounty of this season at the moment. And on that note, I will let everyone get back to planning their week. So thank you very much, Marshall. Speak to you next week.